What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. I'm gonna piggyback off of Hammerhand here, so bear with me.
It's gonna.
Men, it is not just men in their 20s losing their jobs because of our current state of the economy. They are just not working. Here's another piece on that from Insider. Young men aren't working as much as they used to, and they have less financial freedom than previous generations.
So, hold on, let me let her finish.
And no wonder they're moving back in. 4 decades ago...
She's talking about moving back in with your parents. And then she goes into the statistics and this percentages and all this other bullshit. Do you want to know why men aren't working anymore, like me? There's a few reasons why. One, the jobs that are out here don't pay shit anymore. Two, the younger generation values their time. They realize that if you can make a TikTok in a few minutes and make thousands of dollars, then why not be a TikTok star or an Instagram, you know, an Instagram model or a fucking OnlyFans whore? For a few seconds of your time, you can make hundreds of thousands of dollars. Or splicing together a 15-minute clip. Do you understand that now? They choose a different kind of fame than you and I used to pursue. And three, women in the fucking office place have decided that their jobs are far more important because they had to go out and get an education. They need to be rewarded for sitting in the office and doing paperwork, rather than valuing the guys that are out on the field getting sun cancer, risking their lives against fucking cars and traffic. I had a gun pulled out on me. I've gotten into almost a few fistfights. I've gotten into a few moments where I had to go back and forth with people, you know, cutting me off and shit. Almost got run over a few times. And yet the chick in the office thinks that she deserves $25 an hour because she has to do paperwork. She has to make sure that everybody gets paid on time. While I'm out there actually doing physical work, dealing with physical dangers that she isn't. The worst she ever gets is a fucking bad phone call from a telemarketer from India. Do you see what I'm saying? This is where it's gotten to. These women really do believe that they deserve more. And because of that, they have put men at the bottom. And because of that, now that there's no suitable candidates or whatever the fuck they... like, what is it? Economically attractive men... Young men have decided, like, hey, well, I'm just going to put in the bare minimum. You know, pay just enough to pay my rent. Pay, like, my buddy's like that. He has just enough money to pay for, you know, basically cover everything. And he will eat once a day. You know, the same Chinese dish, the same Chinese food. Fried rice with beef every fucking day. And have just enough money coming in, like an extra $25 a week, to put aside for a video game or to put aside for something else. And he doesn't understand why I work fucking, you know, 12 to 15-hour days. He thinks it's fucking laughably stupid and ridiculous because he's like, dude, you're always broke. And I'm like, yeah, because I've got bills to pay. I've got a $180 fucking electric bill next month. I got a $125 phone bill next month. I've got $1,075 rent to pay next month. You know, a PlayStation subscription, a fucking Gmail account that I need to fucking pay. Food for next week. I'm probably I've thought about it, and I'm like, I might as well just stop taking testosterone because that's an extra $60 that I'm getting a week. And my emo, dude, everything is fluctuating. One week they give me a lot, and the next week they give me a little, and the next, and it's like, dude, I'm doing all this fucking extra work to try to gain muscle, and you're not giving me a consistent dose of testosterone. It's a fucking spiking, and then it shoots down, and then it fucking spikes up again, and then it shoots down again. Like, fuck this. And I gotta sacrifice my Fridays to go over there at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm done. So at this point, it's just like, why the fuck am I gonna put in? Oh yeah, and I got a $100 fucking cable bill. So at this point, it's like, why the fuck am I gonna try that hard when the society and the companies that I work for aren't gonna pay me for what I'm worth? You guys want me to work twice, three times, four times as hard while paying me shit pay, giving me shit hours, making me work with shit people, having me deal with all this shit, and then on top of that, having a person in HR who deals with none of this other than paperwork. They get emotionally invested in the fucking paperwork rather than just dealing with it. Oh my God, I have so much paperwork. But you have enough time to stuff your fucking face, to go out and smoke a cigarette, to talk to your fucking coworkers. They don't have any social or social obedience or what is it? Social discipline to be able to shut their fucking mouths and get to work. Dude, the chick at our office, like, all she can do is just spy on people. And then we even told the owner of the company, she wonders why she can't get any work done, and she's off like trying to spy on people, trying to fucking, rat on motherfuckers. It gets old. Same thing with my boss. Instead of trying to figure out a way how to come up with work to be able to do on the yard or out on the field, he'd rather just do his 2-3 hours and then just go home. Accuses everybody else of doing the same shit. So it's no wonder why fucking guys have clocked out. And then on top of that, if we were to make extra money, we become sexually attractive to fucking women that just want to take half of our shit. So why the fuck would we ever want to do that? You girls just don't know how to fucking maintain discipline. You girls just don't know how to fucking pick a suitable candidate and then just stick with him. You're not happy with that. You want to date multi-trillionaires so you could take half his shit when you're not happy. No, we're done. Somehow or another, this is fucking surprising to her. And it's just like Hammerhand said, it's really no surprise because she works for the Daily Wire, who does what? Shames men for not trying to for not slaving for the very machine that she's slaving for. Well, I'm slaving. How come you can't do it? You know what pisses me off about Gen Z? For as fucking dumb as they are, it comes full circle. Because it's only affecting the fucking Generation X and myself. And they value their time. They value their happiness. They value their mental sanity. They don't want to grind themselves to the fucking dirt the way that we are. That's what kind of pisses me off about them. They value their fucking time. Something to think about. Guard your heart.